Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Crash.
Yo.
Take it away from here, my friend.
Oh, where should I begin? Well, I mean, you guys know that annually, Lady Crash and I have troubles probably a good six times a year.
Six times
wow.
a year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there's always
Are you rounding down a lot?
All right. 16 times a year?
Do you define trouble as multiple nights at the same hotel or like at a single night stays?
No, one weekend counts as one trouble patch.
Okay.
It comes in little groups, you know, like little vacations.
So just the one night getaways, those are just bumps in the road.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Those are just, yeah.
Where does leaving your wedding ring in a tip jar at a strip club fall? Is that a trouble patch or is that just a bump in the road?
It's one of the bigger bumps in the road.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, little trouble patches. Well, this all stemmed from that weekend that I was talking about in Fort Lauderdale when Lady Crash and I had a really rough time coming home and I was at a funeral. Well, we hosted an engagement party for her sister that weekend, that Saturday, and went off without a hitch because I was faking the whole thing. The whole time Lady Crash and I knew we were almost on the verge of just seriously walking out of each other's lives. In fact, I went so far as to see my lawyer on the following Monday.
Now, was there one thing that happened over the weekend that made you think, okay, this is it. This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Just another one of those nights where we both got into one of those really violent alcohol-filled fights where we both just attack each other and then our family, and before you know it, we're attacking each other's gods. You know, it's just like, it's just the most obscure reasons to argue, and we figured it out. And I just got to the point where I'm like, you know what? It gets like this too much. What if it all does fall apart? Here I am, you know, I'm a new homeowner and things are getting a little bit better for me here at the station. I go, I got to protect myself financially. So I went and saw my lawyer. Well, while this is going on, Lady Crash and I have not slept. She's in the guest room. I'm in the master bedroom, but literally we're tossing and turning. None of us are eating. We're both very upset. We realize that, oh my God, this is like the worst it's ever been. So I kid you not, I slept for maybe 1 hour, 2 hours tops for 6 days in a row.
Whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
I was at the point where your head is aching, your muscles are sore, your eyes are so red, you can't physically wake yourself up. Well, probably on like day seven, I'm laying in the master bedroom of our house and I'm sleeping on my stomach and I hear a knock on my door in the bedroom. And I lean myself up and I look to the left and there's Lady Crash standing there. And I said, hey, you know, come on in if you, you know, you want to just sit in the bed or you can't sleep or whatever. Come on in the bed. And
I think, didn't you just say she was lying there?
No, she was in the guest room.
Oh, okay.
She was in the guest room.
They're not sleeping together.
Yeah, we weren't sleeping together. We were separated in the bedrooms. So I see her standing in the doorway and I'm like, come on in if you want. It's okay. Let's not fight. You know, sit down. No response. So I get up, I'm standing up and I start walking towards what I think is Lady Crash. And this figure moves around the side of the stairwell. I go to the top of the stairwell. Now, I'm within inches to where maybe Melissa and I are of this figure. I'm in clear view of it. I can see it, but I can't make out the face because it's still a little dark. It starts to walk down the stairs, and I'm talking, "Where are you going? What's the matter? Are you okay? Talk to me." And then from this top of the stairs, you can look off to your right into the guest room, and the door was open. And there's Lady Crash laying in the bed, sleeping.
Oh, my God. I have chill bumps everywhere.
My first thought is there's someone in the house. Now, I purchased a gun about a year ago. I've never touched it. I've never fired it. I've never even put it anywhere within my grasp. I have a procedure, though, that I have already made up. I ran into the closet. I slam the door and lock it so I'm safe in there for a second. Take the gun out of the holster. I load 5 bullets into it. It's one of those guns that doesn't have a hammer on it. It just automatically fires. There I am with a loaded handgun. My heart is racing. Something is in my house. And I kick the door open, and I start to patrol the house. Now, my first thought is to make sure that Lady Crash is okay. So I go by her bed. Now, granted, we're almost on the verge of a divorce here. We're hating each other. We're fighting.
Oh,
we're not sleeping.
Oh, no.
I'm like this.
Oh, no.
I lean down at the side of her bed with a loaded handgun.
No.
She wakes up looking at me, breathing heavy. And the first thing I say to her is,
shh. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
She thinks I'm going to plug her.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, someone's in the house. Now, I mean, I'm shaking. I have goosebumps. I'm freaking out.
Oh, my God.
Are you more, I think, if you're going to go after Lady Crash, you're more of a smotherer.
With a pillow instead of a gun.
A pillow or a grocery store bag.
And I think you also know that if you're going to go after Lady Crash and you're going to kill her, it's a spike through the heart, right?
Yeah.
Or a silver bullet.
I got to catch her when she's sleeping on the ceiling.
Oh my God. So what is she looking at you with, like, the fear of God in her eyes?
Yeah, she's wigging out. But here's the weird thing about it is when I give her the shush shine or whatever, I get back up. I'm afraid to go down the stairs because I don't know what I saw, where it came from. But I was as close to I am right now to Melissa, which for you listening is no more than 2 feet. I saw something, felt something enough to make me frightened enough to go into my closet and load this gun, which I have never touched since, and start patrolling my house. Something was there, so much to the point where I did not go back to sleep. The next night, I broke down physically and emotionally and cried for an hour, screaming at the top of my lungs to Lee, "I don't know what I saw. What have I seen?"
Is it possible that you just were, like, so delirious from not getting enough sleep that there was nothing in the house at all? Or do you really think that there was something in there?
That's the only thing that I can rationalize is I was so sleep deprived and in the middle of maybe my first starting to get a good night's sleep and was in the middle of a dream and heard a noise or the air conditioner kicked on. And then just kind of reality and my dreams were mixing together. But when I stood up, I was awake. I don't sleepwalk. I've never sleptwalked before. I stood up and approached this figure and was awake enough to where it made me get and load that gun.
Oh.
So at that point, already awake.
Where were you the day before? Like the day leading up to that? Like, what were you doing? Did you have any events? Was it a weekday?
I had a couple of Arab friends in town. We were sucking on a hookah pipe, but other than that.
I mean, were you at an event? Was there a station, or were you at the station? What day of the week was it?
No, but I know it was a work day because I came to work the next day. So, I mean, it might have been like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. Because I saw my lawyer, I think, on Monday, so it was that night. So it was like Monday night, Tuesday.
Could you have brought an intern home with you but forgotten? Like in your backpack or something?
No, I normally leave them either in the trunk or the basement.
Now, I'm just crunchy enough to believe in this kind of stuff, you know? And I know, you know, your rational mind wants to say, okay, I must have been sleep deprived and I was in an emotional state. But you know you saw what you saw.
I saw something because, I mean, when I first leaned up in the bed, I had to have woken up to approach this thing and talk and whatever. So by the time I got up, I was awake and it was enough. It scared me enough. I was close enough to it. I felt its presence to make me go get a gun. I mean, why else would I just run into the room and load a handgun that I've never touched before?
That's crazy.
Maybe the antifreeze that Lady Crash put in your beer didn't have the same effect you thought it would. It just made you crazy.
Hey, Laura, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Crash, have you ever thought that it might be your nephew
you
reminding you that life is really short?
minutes.
Oh, my God.
Somebody had mentioned that to me. Somebody had mentioned, because my nephew recently passed away in a car crash a couple of weeks ago in Miami, and that's when we were returning from his funeral. Some people said it could have been that. I also talked to some lady who told me that it could have actually, and that's why I came up with the soul part, it was the soul of Lady Crash reaching out to me, saying something like, you know, let's give this a shot, let's not give up so easy, like... And then of course, I really start going off on random thoughts. Where I live, you know, in downtown, is where the old steel mill used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe why my house is built on like some sort of a mm-hmm. site where somebody was killed or something. I don't know what it was, but now every single event that happens in my house, whether it's a board shifting or a plate move or something, I think something is in the house. In fact, I didn't have the alarm armed that night. And that was the other first thing that I did. If I was sleepwalking and if I was in this whatever state I was awake enough to arm the alarm, thinking whatever was walking down the stairs has to leave through a door. Once it opens a door, it'll set off the alarm and I'll know something is there. The alarm never went off.
Now, you said you were close enough to it. You're 2 feet from Melissa Carter, so you were that close. What did you see? Was it a vision of your nephew?
No, I thought it was Lady Crash. She normally wears like these little tank tops and little nighty short types of things. So from the bottom half, I couldn't see like from the knees down. So, like, I got a vision from the knees to the head, but the face was blurred because it was turning and walking down the stairs as I approached it.
That's wild.
Oh, man. That is wild.
I'm still thinking about Lady Crash waking up with you and that gun.
And you know what? She barely remembers anything. When I woke her up the next day, she was like, yeah, I remember you coming in. Are you all right with someone in that? Literally, as if nothing had happened. And I am to this day still, I can't tell the story without getting chills.
I still have all the information because remember we were going to... broadcast from that haunted house out in Douglasville and y'all chickened out. I still have, like, they are still, like, would you want them to go to your house and do a thing? Like, see if there's ghosts and stuff there?
They can do real readings and like they bring in all the equipment and
Yeah, but what if, see, I always thought about that, but what if that makes the ghost mad? Like, I didn't get hurt. I wasn't approached. I was frightened, but I wasn't. And, you know, here's what's another freaky thing. The whole time I was doing this, the breathing, the hair standing on edge, the excitement, I actually stopped for a second and took my pulse, and it was no more than 80. It was almost as if I was frightened, yet wasn't frightened. Is that freaky?
I think it's freaky in all of that pandemonium that you stopped and take your pulse.
Yeah. I was just so scared. I sat on the edge of the bed, and, just, you know, you feel your heartbeat, whatever. And I was like,
looks for your, all right, he's got it. You got a second hand there, Ghosty? Tell me when 10 seconds is up.
Don't make fun of me, man. This is dramatic.
Don't count out loud. It screws me up.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, let's get Sandy on the phone here now. Hey, Sandy.
Hey.
I have a feeling, and I want to warn you going into this, I think you're going to get beat up pretty badly here, and I frankly can't understand why you can't see your husband's position.
No, I don't get it at all. I really don't. We've been separated over a year now. Now, of course, we haven't gone through the divorce. We were married 8 years, and we do have two kids. But, I mean, my goodness, you know, I live at home with the kids. He's got his own apartment. We have separate lives. We are in counseling, but still, I'm 34. I'm a female, you know, and I obviously have needs I've got to satisfy, and I'm sure he's, you know, getting his needs satisfied, too. So, you know, I don't see the big deal with having somebody come over a few times a week and have a few drinks and talk and wait until the kids go to bed. I mean, my God, I'm 34, and obviously, you know, we get it on. I'm human. I have needs, for crying out loud.
So what's your husband's problem with the whole situation?
Well, in a nutshell, what happens is occasionally we might have a few too many, and every so often, and not very often, somebody may fall asleep here, and the kids see it the next morning, and I just tell them it's one of Mommy's friends. And obviously it got back to the ex, and he's raising a big stink about it. And I think he should get over it. He's being a real jerk and a control freak.
All right, let me ask you just a little history of the family here. How old are the kids?
I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old.
5 and 7, and you were married how long?
We were together 8 years.
8 years. Okay, and you've been separated by a year. And how often is this happening where you bring a new guy back into the house and he ends up leaving the next morning in front of your 5 and 7-year-old?
Well, I have someone over every week, but it's not like that person spends the night every week. It's,
same person or different people?
Well, different people. I don't want to get too tight with anybody.
So you're bringing a different guy in every week, and how often do your kids know that there's somebody in the house?
Well, they see it every week. They know Mommy's got to have friends. Like I said, I don't want to hook up with just one person again. I'm past that.
Is there any hand holding, kissing, any kind of intimacy at all in front of the kids?
Well, just a little bit, not that much. I mean, you know, I'm pretty good about that. We may hold hands or something, but that's about as far as it goes. And they know they're just friends.
And you can't understand that your husband's position on this is that you're sending some pretty nasty messages to your kids?
I disagree. What I feel like I'm doing is I'm showing them that you can have more, you know, more than one friend. And I don't want them to get too attached to just one person, you know, in the event that person decides to just go away. So I'm just trying to be flexible.
I think that this is the kind of behavior that will scar your kids forever. How do you like that? I think it's that
serious. I
disagree.
Serious. I think you're being a male chauvinist pig. I don't understand.
Oh, hello.
If your husband was on the phone and he was doing the exact same thing, I'd say the same thing to him. So I don't know how that makes me a male chauvinist pig.
Just, it sounded like a male point of view.
No.
I have mixed feelings about it because, you know, maybe it's the frequency of it maybe is bothersome to me. But then again, does Sandy have to be celibate until the children are 18?
I have no problem with the sex part of this. Look, if that's what you want to do and you want to have sex with a different guy every week and that's the way that you want to live your life.
That's how you roll.
That's how you roll. That's fine. The problem I have is doing it in your house with the kids there and watching the kids watching different guys every week or every other week coming out of your bedroom. That's the part of this whole thing that bothers me. It's not the sex part. Do what you want. You're scarring your kids.
And I totally agree. I do think that what you expose to your kid, it's tough. It's tough. But I'm wondering, what is the alternative? Like, where can Sandy go?
I don't know. Go to a hotel for an hour.
Yeah,
I mean,
but do you know how much child care is these days?
Know how much psychologists are these days?
Well,
what do you think that it is scarring on them? Like, as a dad, like, what would that say to your kid?
Well,
like,
think of the mixed messages.
What is it teaching your kid? Like, what are they going to be? What's the impression left on them? I'm kind of confused on that.
Well, it seems to me that if you're parading a different guy out of your bedroom every other week and your kids know that Mommy is sleeping with a different guy every couple of weeks, that they're
every
still...
Every week.
Every week, they're still pretty attached to Dad. Mm-hmm. They're really attached to Dad at this point. How do you explain that to a 5-year-old? That Mommy's holding hands and kissing somebody that's not my dad, and she's doing it every week with a different guy.
And
they're 5 and 7.
And doesn't it make sex trivial?
Hmm.
I guess for me, though, it's like it's you know, again, I have mixed feelings, but I also think, though, that their father's probably doing the same thing, but he just doesn't have the burden of having the children right there in front of him.
The sex part of this, again, doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. It's the showing the kids the sexual part of it that's bothering me. I'm livid. I'm so pissed. I'm really livid.
You're steamed.
I'm steamed.
Coming out of his
steamed
ears.
Steam coming out of your ears.
Good morning, Jacqueline. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, I just wanted to say that she has been very irresponsible, and she's teaching her kids no responsibility at all by doing this. If she wants to sleep around, that is fine, but I'm sure that, you know, send the kids to her husband's house for a weekend. Do it that weekend. Do it when your kids are spending the night with somebody in the family. Do it when your kids are not there seeing this. I mean, would you want your husband having woman after woman after woman coming in and your kids saying, oh, well, there was Susie and there was Deborah and there was all these different women? I mean, that is just, it has to be completely confusing your children.
You tell your kids that these are just different friends every week?
Right.
And they believe that. Then when these guys are coming out of your bedroom, they believe it's just another friend that mommy had over.
Right. They never ask any questions.
The 7-year-old has asked you how come the friend doesn't spend the night on the couch?
Never. No.
I'm the only one that's upset about this, maybe because I'm the only one that has kids.
I'm upset. It's just that you got steam coming out of your ears, and I like to mess with you.
No, I mean, again, you don't have to have children to understand the problem with it. I'm just trying to think of, you know, in the alternative, you know, to give her advice on how to change it, you know.
Good morning, Charisse. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I love this show.
Thank you.
Second of all, this woman... I'm so mad listening to her. I mean, first of all, you have all of these men coming in your house. You go to sleep. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know these men. And having them around your children, what happens if he gets up in the middle of the night and goes visits one of your children? You don't know them.
Wow.
She's got a great point. I mean,
How dare you? Yeah. You're actually putting them in harm's way. You don't see it like that?
Yeah, take the sexual part out of the whole thing. You're right.
That's a good point.
You don't know them. You don't know what they've got. You're just exposing your children to a friend. Go out and have dinner. Is it that important for you to get laid? That you'll actually risk your children? Do you not watch the news?
Yeah, I mean, I do, and they're not total strangers off the street.
How long have you known them?
Well, some of them I've actually...
You took too long to answer.
People.
Through other people. Okay. Do you know their background? Do you know if there's any abuse that they've had that they may try to take out on your children? I mean, you are... Oh, my God.
So irresponsible. I hadn't thought of that angle.
Sandy, one thing that you said that really bothers me, that I do think that you are taking out on your children, that you are feeling yourself, like you made the comment how you want to teach your children not to get attached to one person for very long. Just because your marriage didn't work, I still think you should teach your children, you know, commitment and longevity. You know, I just, that kind of bothered me a little bit.
Okay. Well,
we're not done. Hey, Laura, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey,
we're going to keep kicking
you. I'm on fire. I'm so mad I'm shaking. I'm a single mom. I was raised by a single mom. If you think you are not doing permanent damage to your children, you are so in denial,
right,
and you're acting so selfishly. I can't believe that you think that what you're doing is fine. I can't believe it. I'm appalled.
One of my best friends in high school growing up, she had a twin brother, and they were, you know, two of my best friends, and their father was very abusive to their mother. They saw this as children, and he left and went across the country, and they were fine with that. You know, but still, when their mother started seeing someone seriously, it bothered him a little bit, but the mother was very respectful on how it happened. Like, my best friend knew what was going on between the two of them, but they never showed anything in front of the kids, and he never spent the night over there. You know, they ended up getting married. You know, they ended up being together forever, but it's almost that... There's a fine line, because they wanted their mother to be happy, but they also, you know, like Bert said, you know, your parents are your parents, and even though the marriage doesn't work out, that's still their daddy that's somewhere else, you know?
I'm going to be even way more judgmental than that. I think what you're doing is so irresponsible, and the fact that you can't see what you're doing is so wrong, I think your husband should have the kids.
Wow.
I think they know a lot more of what's going on than what you're giving them credit for. Because you said their ages 5 and 7. they know a lot more of what's going on. They may not be asking you questions, because you said they don't ask about it. They may not be asking you questions, but they've got their own questions in their own minds about it. And they're probably really confused as to what in the world is happening.
Okay. Well,
You're just, there's no argument here. You are flat out wrong, and your husband is right. There's no gray area. You are wrong. I'm sorry to sound that judgmental, but you are absolutely wrong.
What do you mean by absolutely wrong?
Completely.
Okay. You know, what are your suggestions?
Go, you know what? If you want to go and have sex, like I said, do what you got to do. I mean, I don't think that's so safe either if you're going in with these random guys to different hotels and their apartments and stuff like that also. You don't know who these guys are. You have no idea, but I mean, if that's what you want to do, at least keep it away from your kids. I don't have a problem with you going out and doing whatever you want. The problem I have is you are scarring your kids every time another man walks out of your bedroom or every time they see you holding hands or kissing somebody else on the couch. You're scarring your kids.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as a parent, you're a role model. And whether you like it or not, it's your responsibility. And the thing is, like, you have to take extra steps in order to protect those children. And, yeah, I mean, I know that you obviously are trying to go out, and you're doing it with a lot of frequency after your separation. But you know what? That's your thing. But, yeah, don't drag your kids into your own drama. You know, you're a mom now. So
it's
part of it.
If it's absolutely something you have to do, give your kids to your husband.
I'm not giving up my kids.
No, I think she means like for the. I think she means like for the weekend or for the night.
Oh.
Or like at a neighbor, let them have a sleepover at friends or something.
And the thing is, don't let this be something that I'm right, he's wrong, he's right, I'm wrong. Like I think the problem with divorced parents is they're so mad at each other, and there's so much like. You're fighting constantly to prove the other one wrong, that the kids are the ones that are victims in it. You know, you both are still these children's parents, and you will be until the day you die, both of you. And you're going to have to figure out a way to work together in order to raise these children.
Okay.
And his concerns are valid. He's their father.
TC, you'll be the last call. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Well, Melissa touched on what I was going to say, and you have to be a parent first, you know, over your sexual urges, over everything else. Yeah, fine. If you're going to do it, take it outside of the house. But you cannot bring stuff like that in front of a child. And a judge will take your kids away from you for this irresponsible act that you're doing. That's something you have to look at, too.
Okay.
All right, Sandy, we got to go.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join deleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/Burt. BORHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
We are so into Phil Taran's head right now with Mary Kay and his relationship with Mary Kay that I was just telling these guys how we're so into your head about this relationship with you and Mary Kay.
You don't say.
That he's like reenacting arguments with random women just to prove to himself that he wasn't wrong with the last fight that he was in with Mary Kay. This has started up again because I'm sure if you're listening this late, you don't listen like at 6:15 in the morning, but Phil has been dating Mary Kay now for about 4 months, and they're all exchanging the L word, and it comes out of his mouth very easily. In fact, go ahead and tell her right now that you love her.
I do.
And they went to Vegas together, took their big trip, you know, right. Together.
That was our first Idiot's Guide.
Yeah, it was.
Idiot's Guide to Traveling with Your Girlfriend.
You'd be surprised how many of the Idiot's Guides to Traveling with Your Girlfriend are first time traveling in a relationship, how many I used.
Yeah.
You would be surprised. I literally made a list of them before I left, and I took about 4 or 5 of those to heart the entire time.
Well, before we get too much off the subject here, they have kind of like this tumultuous relationship almost. Like, they just are arguing all the time, and they're fighting all the time. Usually it's alcohol and dudes.
Yeah, it's not as bad as we make it out to seem.
This is what? Mary Kay talking now, speaking through
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. No, it's not as bad as we make it out to be. Our problem is we'll go out and we'll start drinking, and the next thing you know, we are arguing about the most stupid subjects.
But they're pretty vicious, though. They can be, harsh words are said in those fights.
Yes, and specifically, there was one fight where harsh words were spoken that I...
Look at you tiptoeing now. You know she's listening.
No, I don't know
if
she's
listening. Is this a different film than we heard the other day?
No. I'll admit to
you.
Yes,
it is.
No, it's not. She didn't even hear any of this. She hasn't heard any of the breaks we've done about this.
Then her friends told her.
Something.
She's joining the rest of the significant others by not listening.
she's listening.
And we like it that way.
I just want to understand, I'm happy. I'm having a great time with Mary Kay. And yes, we do argue. And yes, there have been arguments where words were said that probably shouldn't have been said.
So we get into this debate the other day. And Jen Hobby's of the camp that it's great. I mean, when you start off this relationship and you love each other so much and you're so passionate that those fights...
Don't mock me.
I'm not. This is your, am I putting words in your mouth? I mean,
no.
That's accurate.
But you're being dramatic about it. Like,
you're mocking me.
Go ahead, state your case.
My case is that in the early stages of a relationship, you're passionate, you're head over heels, so your fights are going to be passionate and over the top. You do have to be careful about what words you use during those arguments, but I think it's fine. I think there's so many trust issues and insecurities at the beginning of a relationship that you guys are fine. You're passionate, so you're passionately fighting, and I think that you're going to marry her.
I'm in a different camp
what,
on
hold
it.
Hold on, what?
Wow. Yes.
What was the last? The
she said that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to marry her.
Did she say that on the air?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long do you think the marriage will last?
Oh, come on.
Forever. Anyway, so Bert, your time? Your turn? Your time.
Yeah.
Your time?
My take on the whole thing
is... You have 90 seconds for rebuttal. Mr. Weiss, go ahead.
My take is that, look, the first couple of months of your relationship is the courting period. It never gets any better than the first 6 months. Yes, you're passionate about each other. You can't wait to see each other. But you're also on your best behavior. So if you're fighting like cats and dogs in the first 4 months of the relationship, big time red flag that this thing is not going to work. And unlike Jen, who thinks that they're going to be married happily forever for the rest of their lives, I have now given the relationship, I think we're down to 56 days and counting.
Well, now you're going up. Yesterday you said 55.
Yeah. The longer I talk to you each and every conversation, that number changes and it goes down. Like it started at 60 yesterday, and by the end of the conversation, I think it was at 50.
I think by the time we get back from vacation, it'll be down to 12 days.
So, well, I just want to know, because like Jen is so certain they're going to get married. I mean... There's also, like, if you sat down and thought, I mean, you're Phil Taran from the radio, you know, you're, you know, Wild Bills, you're at Vision, you know, you can be mounting as often as you want.
What are you nodding your head no back and forth about, Jen?
I'm just saying that's such a frivolous reason for you to want to break them up.
I don't want to break them up. I'm just saying that, like, you're in this relationship that has so much tension and so much anger, and there are so many people that you can just tag it and forget about it. And, like, are you going to tap into that before you get married, or?
I've never subscribed to that theory. I've never played the radio card. I've never
dated. I mean, up until this point, you really didn't have an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a ton of hot chicks up in Rome there, right. Philly. Right.
No, it's never been, I've never really thought about it. I've always, in my world, I'd rather be in a relationship than be single, and I'm
even
happy
if you're
right
getting
now.
Hit?
I'm not getting hit.
Jeff, you're the same way. If you were, you know, if you weren't married, there's no Jessica and you're still single, you're not gonna act like that either. You're not that kind of a guy. You're a relationship dude.
If there is no Jessica and we're at this station with this city, I might need a hip replacement at this point.
Right.
I'll tell you this, nothing makes me more disgusted. Right. I was in, I think it was Vision or 1150 or somewhere. I was in the bathroom just hearing these guys bragging about all the, I'm going to take this girl home and I'm going to do her tonight. She's so easy. I'm
probably
going
to
get in the parking lot. And that's never been, like, I hear that and I just kind of.
Did you have to interrupt him to borrow a tampon?
What are you talking about? You'd be the exact same way. The exact same way. If you were not with Jessica, you know it.
I would buy it if it was coming from Bert.
I would guess from Bert.
Okay, Bert, would you like to sell it then?
I mean, because Bert was a player back in the day, and I bet he was a jerk.
I was definitely. I've told you guys that. I was a total ass because, I mean, I was working on the same kind of station in Washington, D.C. I was in my early 20s, and I was really enjoying just like, doing stupid things with women that I had no intention of being with for the rest of my life. And that was, I loved it. I loved it. I'm bummed that, because I had such a great time in that part of my life, that I see you having that opportunity. And I guess I'm putting my thing onto you. Like, you're just, that's cool that you're not that kind of guy.
You want to be the Obi-Wan to Luke.
Yeah, but that's not, that's cool. That's not who you're at. That's not your makeup.
But that's not even the reason we're having the conversation, because that's not the reason we think, you know, we're debating their relationship is his job is the arguments they're having.
And they're not as bad as that y'all make them out. And we have gotten in some pretty heated arguments, but they're not like,
you guys are dropping the F-bomb and stuff, man.
That was the one
that's
argument.
That's harsh and done pretty early.
Yeah, it shouldn't have.
How often have you called the cops? Or her? How often has a patrol car been in front of your house with the lights on?
That's never a good sign.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on all the hits.
Don't take him. I love him.
Twice.
I just want to let Phil know that the arguments that he's explaining that he's having with his girlfriend are totally normal in some relationships. I have a couple friend of mine. They love each other. They're totally happy. But without that kind of drama, they wouldn't be together.
Oh, that's kind of like Crash and Lady Crash.
Yeah,
right?
They need that. Yeah. I think he even says that. Like, they need that in their relationship. Like, if things, I think Crash has come in here and said, when things get to a mellow point and they're both pretty content, he'll do something to stir it up.
They get nervous.
Right.
Like throw his wedding band in the tip jar of a strip club in Fort Lauderdale.
And that's no lie.
Yep.
He's in here today without his wedding ring.
Yeah, he really threw his wedding ring in the tip jar.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on all the hits Q100.
We got to talk about that sometime. Good morning.
That's a funny sentence to say out loud.
I think you guys are being a little hard on the ups and downs of the relationship.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, you can't throw it away just that easily. It's going to be a hard time.
No way. This is a sure indicator that it's not going to be. I mean, they're fighting this early in the relationship.
But if you're having a conversation on the radio about it, that means you're more concerned about losing it than you are about keeping it.
If we're having a conversation about it on the radio,
the guy is talking about it. If you're talking about it, that means you have a concern with it. So you're probably going to want to work to fix it than you will to throw it out.
Well, yeah, you have a concern about it because, I mean, you obviously brought in the audio that you brought in today.
And oh, right.
I mean, Phil comes in every day and says, can we please talk about my relationship? I'm so torn about it.
He begs us to break them up.
Right.
But I want to hear more about these fake fights. Like, you actually are reenacting fights?
Yeah, what is that?
I didn't know about that. What?
So I grabbed my microphone the other night, went to a local bar, and went to a table that approached a girl who looks a lot like Mary Kay. And I explained the situation to her, and I said,
oh, you did not just throw that in there. That was a detail of a story that you did not need to throw in.
Well, why?
It's okay for us.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Bad for you later on.
I don't understand the problem with that, though. It makes sense coming up in the bit.
Whatever. We'll recreate that argument later.
Okay. I don't understand what the problem with that is.
Not nearly as beautiful as Mary Kay.
She looked like her. Great, and Mary Kay's awesome, and I love her more than I don't even know this girl's name.
Was the girl at the bar hot?
If she looked, well, she was attractive, yes. But she looked like Mary Kay. She had blonde hair.
So Mary Kay is only attractive, not hot?
She is. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just asking because you brought it up, so I just want to.
This bit was such a good idea a week ago. It really, really was. So I was laughing out loud when I was explaining it to people.
I think Mary Kay's hot.
Now, I do, too. I think she's gorgeous, and I love her. I love Mary Kay, and I do, and I think she's gorgeous, and I think she's hot.
So you approach this girl in a bar.
This girl who bears no resemblance to Mary Kay whatsoever. Matter of fact, I went and talked to a man. No, I walked to this girl, and I explained to her, I said, look, I need some help because I've been getting in these stupid arguments with my girlfriend, and here's what I want to do. I want to take the situation and turn it around. I want to explain to you what happened and how I approached this situation, and I want to know if I reacted the wrong way, if I was too soft, if I let her walk all over me. I want to get another girl's, because I appreciate y'all's advice, except for Bert and Jeff's and Melissa's. So, Jeff, I appreciate your advice.
She says we'll tell them the truth, and Jen will, you know, sugarcoat it.
And so, and I do, but I'm tired of bringing my problems to y'all. So I took my problems out there, and I told the girl, I was like, look, and you'll hear this in the setup. Here's what happened. Here's how I reacted. Was I right or was I wrong? And I just wanted to get her reaction to see if Mary Kay acted, you know, if I was right about this situation.
So this is you talking to her as though she's Mary Kay?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's also the setup in here. Explain
this
to the girl.
So dangerous. Mary Kay listening.
Play it.
Here's the situation. You look exactly like my girlfriend. The reason I want to talk to you.
You might have lost her there.
Well, if she was listening, she's not going to hear the rest of it. So you're okay.
All right, here we go.
Here's the situation. You look exactly like my girlfriend. And the reason I want to talk to you is because me and my girlfriend got in this asinine argument over the weekend. And you look a lot like her. So I would like to pretty much explain my side of the situation and kind of give you, like, the scenario of what happened. And then take it from your point of view, like, how you would react. I'll give you my reaction, and then I'll see how you react. Do you mind?
No, it's okay.
No, okay. All right. Okay, here's the situation. Pretty much, we're at a bar, and you are talking to a couple of guys, and I approach you on this, okay? Seriously, what the f*** is your problem? What the f*** is going on?
Are you serious?
What kind of question is that? Of course I'm f***ing serious. I take you out to the bar, we're partying, having a good time. I look up and you're over here talking to a couple of f***ing guys. Who the f*** are these guys? And by this point, her eyes are so big right now, she has no clue how to react to me.
So she's supposed to be playing the part of Mary Kay.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I think I'd be very mad. Very pissed off.
Now you know how I feel. Of course I'm f***ing pissed off. You know what? Okay, great. You know what? Great. You know what? What are you doing? If you ask me from across the bar, it looks like you're sitting there undressing them. Are you having sex? And you're f***ing them into their eyes, aren't you?
Excuse
you are sitting
me.
There. You are sitting there f***ing them with your eyes, aren't
oh
you?
My
oh, my God.
Okay, good. So, oh no. God. So, you got nothing. So, you're going to say nothing now. You were talking up pretty damn well these two assholes over here, and you come over and I try to approach you, and you'd be all f***ing quiet about it. What do you got to say?
I don't.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. You know what? Really f***ing good. Really f***ing good of you. You look like a f*** over there.
Oh.
Holy sh.
No.
Mother f***. So how do you think I reacted?
Insane.
You don't think I was being too nice about it? Cool. Well, that's what I was checking. I appreciate your help.
Now, did you get the response you thought you'd get there?
It's pretty much the same response Mary Kay gave me, so I guess I was right.
Is that any kind of, like, indicator at all of the fights that you guys really
I
get into?
I swear to God, I've never cussed like that at Mary Kay. I've never, ever cussed like that. I swear to you, on the tattooed cross on my ankle, I've never cursed it at Mary Kay.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Oh,
He's not kidding about that. Have you not seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen that?
The tattooed cross of my ankle.
Hey, is that tattooed?
And a 12, bottle on my back.
And the 12-bag of Natty Light in my fridge.
And the black eye on Bert's face.
Is that tattoo a gift from your ex-girlfriend?
No. It was a birthday present.
From
it was a birthday present to myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't an ex-girlfriend get you a tattoo?
We had talked about it, but we never did.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Omar.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just calling to support Phil and let him know that, you know, arguing's okay. Just a quick story. About a year ago, my wife was on the air with y'all, and we've been engaged for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on there except for Jeff was telling her that it wasn't going to work out because we've been engaged for too long. And the reason we were engaged for so long is because we were arguing so much. But now we're happily married and have a kid on the way because we got all that stuff behind us. So I just want to let Phil know that, you know, arguing is okay.
The thing I hear is the only one that you should listen to on the show regarding your relationship is Jeff.
Is Jeff.
Okay, well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Good now, Omar, are you certain the kid is yours? It's on the way?
Well, if it looks like you, I'll be in trouble.
No, but we have never actually argued like that. I just want to get this girl's opinion if I just cursed at her for 5 minutes straight. Pretty much that's about how it happened. Just
55 days and counting.
Just a bit of advice. Nobody ever looks like your girlfriend unless she's in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or a Victoria's Secret catalog. Okay?
Information that would have been good about 8.5 minutes ago.
Hey, I met this girl at Vision. She looks just like you, and she was so cool.
No.
Love you.
Not so much.
Wrong thing to say.
Appreciate it, guys.
The Burt Show.